texts in.
Hot 101.5.
It's Blown Off with Miguel and Holly.
You go on a date, it seems amazing, and you're all geared up for date two, but date two never happens because they don't ever return your texts or calls. They have been active online maybe, but they're not talking to you. That's being blown off.
And that's where Richard is right now. Richard, how did you meet Clarice?
Met her through a friend at work. I was kind of shy. I didn't want to like cause like a disruption in business. So I asked a friend for her number and I called her and we went to Carmel Kitchen and I thought we had a lot of chemistry, you know, we sort of passed by each other and smiled, but you know, and we finally got to get to know each other. And we actually do hate the same people in TV and we love the same songs. And I thought we hit it off, you know, no kissing or anything, but we just had a good time.
Okay. So, I mean, in your book, and I don't know how often you go on like first dates or anything, but in your book, you thought this was probably grade A first date. It doesn't sound like anything went wrong.
Yeah. She didn't look at her watch or her phone. Mm-hmm. She wanted to go get yogurt afterwards, so we got frozen yogurt.
Ooh.
And I love this. It was fun.
I love all of this. And can I just say for the record, I don't think there has to be a kiss at the end of a first date in order for it to have gone well.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I disagree.
Miguel, what?
But we need to find out exactly
what happened.
First
dates can be anything you want them to, and then you use the second date to get a little lippy if you want.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like if you thought there was that much chemistry and you didn't do a follow through, but let's get to the bottom of it and let's find out exactly what happened. Are you ready for us to get Clarice on the phone, Richard?
Yes, I am. I'm very curious. I haven't heard from her.
Okay, let's do this. You stay quiet. We'll figure out what's going on with Clarice, okay?
Hello?
Hi, is this Clarice?
This is.
Hey, Clarice, it's Miguel and Holly from Hot 101.5, and right now we've got you on the radio in Tampa Bay. Is it okay if we can continue chatting with you on the air?
Sure.
Awesome. Listen, Clarice, I don't want to take up too much of your time, but we're trying to get a hold of you because one of our acquaintances can't seem to, and we were able to get a hold of you pretty easily. His name is Richard, and you guys went out on a date. Clarice, I hear he's gotten, you know, trying to get a hold of you, but he can't. What's going on? Are you blowing him off, or is there some kind of miscommunication?
No, it's just, we had a really nice date.
Okay, well, so the date was good.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, he was really, really nice, and we had great chemistry, and he's really attractive.
Sure, these are all great things, but there is a but coming, and what is the but?
He's got this voice that literally was putting me to sleep.
Oh, what?
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's like,
hold on, Richard.
Oh, wait a minute.
Clarice, we actually have Richard on the phone.
Sorry, Clarice, but so wait. I know. Well, I will say this just to start off with. Richard, your voice is an amazing, rich, deep treasure. I noticed it right away as a voice person, but like...
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. But Clarice, this is not a plus for you.
No, it's like very white mixed with like soothing meditation voice. And like, I don't want to go to yoga when I'm having a date with somebody. It was putting me to sleep. I'm so sorry. It's just very soothing.
You said you liked very white.
I found out.
Oh, dear.
I really do. I love the music. But if I heard that all day, every day, I would literally pass out. You know what I mean?
Like, is this because I didn't kiss you? Is this because I feel like I should have kissed you, but I didn't. Is it?
No. We had great chemistry. We had a great date. I thought it went really well. You weren't like overzealous or anything. It's just, I don't want to like
speed up my voice if you want.
Oh no. Listen, Richard, do not change who you are.
Well, I mean, but you know, sometimes going on dates, it's good because you get to do like a little check on your personality and maybe.
How's he going to change his Barry White voice?
Okay. Well, maybe you can have a little bit more expression to your voice. Is that possible, Richard? Instead of talking like this, you can be like, hey, girl.
Oh, wait, no. Let me ask Richard to try a hey, girl, please now.
Come on, Richard. Give me a hey, girl. Hey, girl.
Hey, girl, please now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, no. Oh, Richard, that was a really great attempt. Clarice, are you sure this is the thing that you're going to say no second date on?
Very, very much so. I'm really sorry. I can't. I can't.
Oh, man.
I understand. I'm glad you're honest, and it's better we find out now than in a few years. So thank you.
Oh, man.
That's okay, Richard. Somebody will want to hear that. low rasp into the littler ear.
We should try and get you an audiobook deal instead. So sorry.
That might work out.
Miguel and Holly's Blown Off. Listen every weekday morning. At